You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. While Vince Lombardo is out of town on business, his wife Karen gets in an argument with their adult son Kyle. Kyle Lombardo becoming increasingly volatile over the last few months, the fight turns physical. Dad, Vince Lombardo, gets a call from his son that evening to tell him, Kyle's mom, Karen Lombardo, is dead from a head injury that he, Kyle, caused.
Nancy, Karen Lombardo was a beloved kindergarten teacher. Vince Lombardo says he always called her the unofficial mayor of Burbank and last spoke to his wife over text the night of her death. Lombardo says his son has a mental condition and believes the reactionary nature of the system prevented Kyle Lombardo from getting the help he needed until something happened.
Kyle Lombardo, 25, now charged with murder. A Florida EDM music festival in full swing when a volunteer, James Anderson, approaches a cop working security. He greets the officer, then suddenly attacks him. Anderson tries to grab the cop's gun and bites a chunk out of the officer's scalp. Anderson, high on LSD, mushrooms, and ecstasy, finally subdued with taser. Now charged with ag battery on a cop and resisting arrest. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
According to court documents now made public, a movie weapons armorer is appealing her conviction for involuntary manslaughter in connection with Alec Baldwin's deadly shooting of a cinematographer on the set of the Western film Rust. With details, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
As Hannah Gutierrez-Reed serves an 18-month term at the women's prison in New Mexico, a defense lawyer filed the short appeal notice. Her lawyers have 30 days to provide detailed arguments. Prosecutors accuse Gutierrez-Reed of violating fundamental gun safety procedures and of inadvertently carrying live ammunition onto the Rust set, where it was clearly forbidden. In a state court in March, a jury found her guilty of the charges against her. It was during a rehearsal that Baldwin, the movie's star actor and co-producer, was aiming a revolver at cinematographer Helena Hutchins when the weapon went off, killing Hutchins and injuring director Joel Souza. Baldwin claims that when he pulled back the hammer, but not the trigger, the gun discharged. Baldwin has entered a not guilty plea to the allegation of involuntary manslaughter. Despite being found not guilty of tampering with evidence during her trial, Gutierrez-Reed is currently facing separate court proceedings due to claims that she brought a gun into a Santa Fe bar. Last month, a judge in New Mexico determined that Gutierrez-Reed's carelessness on the Rust set constituted a serious violent offense and noted that there were few signs of sincere regret for Helena Hutchins' death. During a sentencing hearing, Gutierrez-Reed stated that she was not the monster that people had portrayed her to be and that she had tried her best on the set despite lacking, quote, proper time, resources, and staffing. The maximum sentence was deemed appropriate for Gutierrez-Reed by Judge Mary Marlowe Summer.
Alec Baldwin's trial is set for July. Prosecutors in Utah have filed an aggravated murder charge against a truck driver accused of intentionally killing a police officer during a traffic stop. However, as Crime Online's Sydney Sumner tells us, the Utah County Attorney says he has not yet decided whether to pursue the death penalty for the capital offense.
42-year-old Michael Aaron Jane was scheduled to make a court appearance to be informed of the 9 felony charges, including 2 counts of attempted aggravated murder for allegedly trying to run over a Utah Highway Patrol trooper and a woman who Jane is charged with kidnapping. Other charges allege Jane stole other vehicles and broke into a house while fleeing officers following the May 5th traffic stop. Utah County Attorney Jeffrey Gray stated that if a judge rules after a preliminary hearing that prosecutors have enough evidence to go to trial and Jane pleads not guilty, he will have 60 days to decide whether to seek the death sentence. In Utah, a conviction for aggravated murder carries a minimum sentence of 25 years in prison, a maximum sentence of life or death. Gray promised to keep the public informed and will announce when his office makes a decision on whether they'll seek a death sentence. After revealing the allegations, Gray declined to answer questions and stated he would not comment on the matter while it was pending. It was around 6:30 a.m. on May 5th that Utah Highway Patrol Trooper Dustin Griffiths and Santaquin Police Sergeant Bill Hooser stopped the semi-trailer in the city of Santaquin, some 65 miles south of Salt Lake City. A 911 caller who did not identify himself said that a person was standing on the back of a a semi-trailer traveling north on Interstate 15. Court documents reveal that it was Jane who called 911 and reported that he was being pursued by members of the Hells Angels motorcycle group. Why Jane dialed 911 remains unclear. A woman exited the semi-trailer's passenger side as the truck came to a stop, and Jane took off. Court documents detail that Jane turned around and raced in the direction of the police, striking Hooser.
Court documents say that Griffiths and the woman managed to avoid being struck.
Thanks, John. Kevin McGrath boards a cruise ship in Miami with 42 friends and family members to celebrate his dad's 60th. The group's traveling to the Bahamas, and they enjoy all the ship has to offer for 5 days. On the very last night, Kevin's dancing with his brother, and they go back to their room 3:30 a.m. The family plans to meet for breakfast 7:30 a.m., but Kevin doesn't show up. His brother remembers hearing Kevin leave the room between 5 and 7 a.m. He assumes he's somewhere on the ship. When the group disembarks from the ship, Kevin's still nowhere to be found. The crew says the overboard alarm was not triggered and Kevin's pass was not scanned to leave the ship. Searches of the boat, port, and waters along South Florida turn up no clues. Kevin McGrath, now missing 8 months. Kevin McGrath, just 26, 5 feet 9, 170 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, last seen wearing a black t-shirt, black shorts, and gray sneakers. If you have info on Kevin McGrath, please contact Miami-Dade PD 305-471-8477. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.